Je me tourne vers Bissam, qui est écrivain, poétesse palestinienne, qui a vécu en Syrie. Et je vais lui demander, you can speak in English if you want, translate. Je vais lui demander, est-ce que vraiment Bachar est, comme disent certains, l'allié d'Israël? I'm going to ask you if, as some say, Bashar is the ally of Israel.
Okay. So I have here, just to mention, as a person who was born in Syria, that it has been very well known that Mr. Bashar al-Assad will be the president, the expected president for Syria. He passed away in a car accident.
La personne qui était prévue pour être président de Syrie est décédée dans un accident.
So, Mr. Bashar al-Assad has been almost prepared lately to be a president in a very unexpected event in his medical life.
Il a donc été préparé très tard à un métier qu'il ne devait en fait pas exercer, il était médecin.
That doesn't rule out that he is continuity of a dictatorship, but however, Mr. Hafez al-Assad never signed an agreement with Israel as far as we know.
Pour tout ce que nous savons, jamais Hafez al-Assad, donc le père, n'a signé un accord avec Israël.
And to be really accurate, we have no further information about any alliance between Mr. Bashar al-Assad and Israel on that terms.
Et pour Bashar non plus, il n'y a aucune information concrète d'une alliance. Can we say that in the history, Syria is one of the countries that has resisted militarily to Israel? Est-ce qu'on peut dire que la Syrie est un pays qui a résisté à Israël militairement?
To be very accurate in that, we just very much remember the historical meeting of Mr. Hafez al-Assad according this agreement within this atmosphere of Oslo. So they insisted that Golan should be resolved before signing any agreement. But on the other hand, it has been never known that Golan is really a resistant border as South Lebanon.
Mais lorsqu'il y a eu l'atmosphère des accords d'Oslo entre les Palestiniens et entre l'autorité palestinienne et Israël, la Syrie a déclaré qu'il fallait résoudre le problème du Golan, c'est ça?
It has been very historical that when he was given this map with Bill Clinton or the president, he just looked to this Golan area, it wasn't resolved, he closed it and turned his back. This is what I can say, this is what we have known. No further information has been ever known, even in the behind the theater of politics.
Et en réalité, quand on a signé l'accord avec Clinton, la question du Golan n'était pas du tout résolue et donc il n'y avait pas d'accord. How do the Palestinian refugees living in Syria, what is their situation compared to other countries? Quelle est la situation des réfugiés palestiniens qui vivent en Syrie comparé à d'autres pays?
In formal terms, in which if we can really compare with the official rules of the Palestinian refugee in Syria, it has been never the case of Lebanon in which you have a regime like South Africa in which you can perform 70 professions. However, they suffered. But I'm just talking about the formal right. It has never been like other Arab countries.
I mean, what is the situation of the Palestinian refugees who are living in Syria?
Right now, of course, it's like they are almost out of the camps, they have been in crisis, and they were more of the people who are suffering right now. So they suffered, but I don't think it's a particular suffering.
les Palestiniens vivant en Syrie maintenant souffrent, mais comme tout le monde. My question was, before the war, what was the situation of the Palestinian living? Ma question portait surtout sur, avant la guerre, quelle était la situation des Palestiniens accueillis en Syrie?
In terms of rules, we have similar official rules in terms of employment, etc. But the camps, Aleppo camps, has been few times under attack from the Syrian regime in several occasions or manifestations. And I've heard, for example, from the experience of Mr. Ghassan Shabi, who was a publisher of my book. He passed away recently, a few months ago. He was few times arrested, and he's quite popular. He was very much under oppression from the Syrian regime, just accused of being part of NGO. Because he was doing so many other projects for the Palestinians. But in general, the suffering was somehow part of the suffering of Syrian people who are under dictatorship.
J'ai connu des Palestiniens dont les éditeurs de mon livre qui ont subi des persécutions, mais comme d'autres Syriens victimes d'une dictature. When young people are, those people who are going to Syria now say that they are going to fight against Israel in Syria. What do you think about that? Quand des jeunes Belges qui vont en Syrie disent ils vont se battre contre Israël, qu'est-ce que vous en pensez?
I don't believe that if they go there they fight against Israel. And to understand this, I have also to blame media. Media which is not reflecting all the gray complexity colors of this black and white struggle. I've been on the area and I know it's much more complicated than it appears.
Je ne crois pas que les jeunes qui vont là combattre Israël, je voudrais dire que les médias donnent une image noire et blanc d'une situation qui est beaucoup plus complexe.
And I would like here just to share you this disappointing information. I've been 2 weeks in Jordan, and my cousin, Mr. Mohammed Hanoun, is working with the Associated Press, and he covered the massacres in Douma. And that film was sold to few channels, including Al-Ikhbariya, and it was manipulated. And they asked, not only him, to the Associated Press, how do you accept that? And they said, we sell materials, but we don't interfere how they are presented.
J'ai été en Jordanie récemment et j'ai discuté avec des journalistes qui avaient fait des reportages et j'ai constaté que ces reportages avaient été manipulés et qu'on disait le contraire de ce qui était en fait présenté par les journalistes qui avaient fait le reportage. Et j'ai demandé à des journalistes comment c'est possible et ils m'ont dit, on vend des images et des informations, mais ne sont pas responsables de ce qui en est fait après quand on dit le contraire de la réalité. So, do you think there is a message for those young people going in this area?
Yes, I have a message to let them put their efforts in a more positive way in changing the destiny of the Syrian people. And I hope, I feel responsible of transferring the information about what's going on. And I would hope if there is ever a Skype conferences, open communication in between young people here and the people in Syria who are not given a chance to be on the media.
Je voudrais que on travaille beaucoup plus par rapport à ces jeunes, à ce qu'il y ait une véritable information qui soit donnée. Et par exemple, je voudrais bien qu'il y ait une conférence Skype avec des jeunes de Syrie parce qu'on ne leur donne pas du tout la parole. Thank you very much for this intervention.